Topic 20. The Christ. 1. Christ was the first of our earth humanity to achieve the goal of individualization. So rapid was the development of the Christ that in Atlantean days he found himself upon the path of probation. From the angle of evolution, the rapid unfoldment of the evolution of Christ was, and has been, totally unparalleled. It has never been duplicated, though there are people living today upon the planet who are beginning to develop now with equal rapidity. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 210. 2. The first human being out of that center which we call the race of men to achieve this point, the third initiation, was the Christ. In that first great demonstration of his point of attainment through the medium of what was then a new type of initiation, the Christ was joined by the Buddha. The Buddha had attained this same point prior to the creation of our planetary life, but conditions for taking the third initiation were not then available, and he and the Christ took the initiation together. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 385. 3. The world teacher is that great being whom the Christian calls the Christ. He is known also in the Orient as the Bodhisattva and as the Lord Maitreya, and is the one looked for by the devout Mohammedan under the name of the Imam Mahdi. He it is who has presided over the destinies of life since about 600 B.C., and he it is who has come out among men before, and who is again looked for. He is the great Lord of love and of compassion, just as his predecessor, the Buddha, was the Lord of wisdom. He is the world teacher, the master of the masters, and the instructor of the angels, and to him is committed the guidance of the spiritual destinies of men and the development of the realization within each human being that he is a child of God and a son of the Most High. The world teacher directs that indwelling consciousness in the life or spirit aspect, seeking to energize it within the form so that in due course of time that form can be discarded and the liberated spirit return whence it came. Ever since he left the earth, as related with approximate accuracy in the Bible story, though with much error in detail, has he stayed with the sons of men. Never has he really gone, but only in appearance, and in a physical body he can be found by those who know the way, dwelling in the Himalayas, and working in close cooperation with his two great brothers, the Manu and the Maha Chohan. Daily he pours out his blessing on the world, and daily he stands under the great pine in his garden at the sunset hour with hands uplifted in blessing over all those who truly and earnestly seek to aspire. To him all seekers are known, and though they may remain unaware of him, the light which he pours forth stimulates their desire, fosters the spark of struggling life, and spurs on the aspirant until the momentous day dawns when they stand face to face with the one who, being lifted up, occultly understood, is drawing all men unto himself as the initiator of the sacred mysteries. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 43 through 44. 4. He has been for 2,000 years the supreme head of the Church Invisible, the spiritual hierarchy, composed of the disciples of all faiths. He recognizes and loves those who are not Christian, but who retain their allegiance to their founders, the Buddha, Muhammad, and others. He cares not what the faith is, if the objective is love of God and of humanity. If men look for the Christ who left his disciples centuries ago, they will fail to recognize the Christ who is in the process of returning. The Christ has no religious barriers in his consciousness. It matters not to him of what faith a man may call himself. The Son of God is on his way, and he cometh not alone. His advance guard is already here, and the plan which they must follow is already made clear. Let recognition be the aim. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 60. 5. He is the world teacher and not a Christian teacher. He himself told us that he had other folds, and to them he has meant as much as he has meant to the Orthodox Christian. They may not call him Christ, but they have their own name for him, and follow him as truly and faithfully as their Western brethren. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 62. This is a continuation of Topic 20, The Christ. 6. The Church emphasis has been, and is today, upon the dead Christ. Men have forgotten that he lives, though they give a tentative recognition to this hope and belief at Easter time, largely because his resurrection guarantees our own rising again, and because he lives, we shall live also. The fact of his livingness and of his presence today, here and now, on earth, is not emphasized, except through vague and hopeful generalities. Men have forgotten the Christ who lives with us on earth, surrounded by his disciples, the masters of the wisdom, accessible to those who make the right approach, and saving men by the force of his example. In the coming world religion, the emphasis will be on these truths. Life and not death will be proclaimed. Attainment of spiritual status through spiritual living will be taught. And the fact of the existence of those who have thus attained and who work with Christ for the helping and salvaging of humanity will be the goal. The fact of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, the ability of mankind to contact its members and to work in cooperation with them, and the existence of those who know what the will of God is and can work intelligently with that will, these are the truths upon which the future spiritual teaching will be based. From The Problems of Humanity, pages 144 to 145. 7. In the future, the eyes of humanity will be fixed upon the Christ, and not upon any such man-made institutions as the Church and its dignitaries. Christ will be seen as he is in reality, working through his disciples, through the masters of the wisdom, and through his followers who toil unseen and usually unrecognized behind world affairs. The sphere of his activity will be known to be the human heart and also the crowded marketplaces of the world, but not some stone edifice and not the pomp and ceremony of any ecclesiastical headquarters. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 66. 8. No man has ever been saved by theology, but only by the living Christ and through the awakened consciousness of the Christ within each human heart. From The Problems of Humanity, page 133. 9. Individual man and his soul are also attempting to come together, and when that event is consummated, the Christ is born in the cave of the heart, and Christ is seen in the daily life with increasing power. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric, Psychology 1, page 288. 10. As the man works with his personality, purifying it and bending it to the service of the spiritual will, he automatically raises the energies of the centers in his body up to the center between the eyebrows. Eventually, the influence of each of the two centers increases and becomes wider and wider until they make contact with each other's vibratory or magnetic field, and instantly the light flashes out. Father Spirit and Mother Matter unite and are at one, and the Christ is born. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, said the Christ. This is the second birth, and from that moment vision comes with increasing power. The Christ is being born today in many a human being, and increasingly will the sons of God appear in their true nature to take over the guidance of humanity in the New Age. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 291 through 292. 11. That he whom we serve may be nearer to all of us than ever before, that the work of establishing right human relations may proceed apace, and that light and love may stream forth from Shambhala and the hierarchy over all of you who love your fellow men, is the earnest wish accompanied by my blessing for you at this season of the will to good. Note, the Tibetan has asked me to make clear that when he is speaking of the Christ, he is referring to his official name as head of the hierarchy. The Christ works for all men, irrespective of their faith. He does not belong to the Christian world any more than to the Buddhist, the Mohammedan, or any other faith. There is no need for any man to join the Christian church in order to be affiliated with Christ. The requirements are to love your fellow men, lead a disciplined life, recognize the divinity in all faiths and all beings, and rule your daily life with love. AAB. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 558.